Mary, hello. Yep. I'm Bill. Wow.
God. Jesus. I mean, you had some really obvious choices there, Bill, and you just...
I'm just too jolly.
Yeah, that's gotta be what it was. I'm Abby.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
Yes, it is.
Good news.
Yes.
Because day placements aren't totally in our favor. This is kind of an awkward Christmas special because it's
the day
5 days ahead.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say we're either doing this ahead or we're doing this the day after. So
no, we're doing
it ahead.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear a Christmas special
the day after Christmas. Yeah.
On the 27th, even less.
Oh right, we do it on Wednesday. I was thinking Tuesday for some kind of insane reason.
That's when I edit these, is on Tuesdays.
Ah, yes.
And I get home and I'm like, ah, shit.
Yep.
I should edit these
before they're due. Games. Yeah, that's.
Well, no, specifically before we play games on Tuesday nights, which
we still do. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But for a little touch of Christmas cheer, we got a foreign drink that's not ancient.
It's both of those things are true.
I assume.
Well, one would hope so, since you just bought it.
Yeah, you never know. This is good until March. We're good. We're good.
I mean, at least there's that.
Is everybody excited for some Almdudler?
Almdudler? What's that, Bill?
It's red.
It's orange. Uh-huh. Well, oh no!
There's a
it's Ziggy blood Christmas orange
ornament up here.
A Ziggy Christmas ornament?
Yeah, I've got a lot of really old ornaments.
That doesn't surprise me.
And I have more than one Ziggy ornament.
What Ziggy?
Like from comics?
That doesn't mean anything to me, mate.
This little guy.
Oh, that little guy! All right.
I have all of my old ornaments.
I have seen that face before, that fellow.
That wasn't a very good picture. We got Almdudler!
Almdudler!
Hooray!
You never... I set you up for this wonderful, like, informative thing, and you...
I was distracted.
It's red. Well, the can is red, Bill, and it's not red, it's orange.
Also, this might be Austrian, not German.
Well, it's a... Yeah, that's fair.
Because I see the word Austria.
Yeah, it definitely says product of Austria on the English part of it, too.
Okay.
So, it's half German.
German, depending on when you're thinking.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Well, it says 1957, so it's Austrian.
All right.
10 years... No, 10 years earlier, it would have also been Austrian. Let's see.
You want to read some flavor text?
If I can.
Yeah, there's a big sticker on top of it.
There is a big old sticker on, especially, which is weird because it's also written in English on the back. It's just not written in English first, so they felt the need to put...
Well, they might...
Also had the nutrition facts.
Yeah, the nutrition stuff. They probably just translated that.
Well, folks, this is a...
We'll come back to that, probably.
Okay.
Unless you get... Unless
I'm getting it.
All right.
I'm getting it.
This is very exciting.
And it makes for great radio.
I'm so glad that we're so prepared. Always?
Yeah, always. Super. So...
Abby got here less than 5 minutes ago.
Hey, man.
And we're 4 minutes into the recording.
All right, let's see. Almdudler.
Yeah.
Natural alpine herb soft drink.
Alpine.
Oh, that's it. Family owned, since the rest of it's really just ingredients.
You gotta give it a go.
Yep. Free of chemical preservatives. You want me to read the ingredients?
I was hoping that there was
Family owned since 1957. Best okay. before end of sea bottom of can.
Yeah, that was March.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's... I could try it in French if that's more interesting.
Everybody's so excited about Alm Dudler. It's everybody's favorite. Alm
Dudler. Limonade au air à base d'herbe alpine naturelle.
For 110 odd episodes, people have been emailing me for 7 years. Just be like, when are you going to review Alm Dudler? And yeah. I was just like,
yeah, is
how
that...
did you get this address?
Yeah, where? How? Who? It's vegan.
Well, it's herbs and lemons.
They felt the need to put it on there.
Is it gluten-free?
It does not say that.
It's probably got so much gluten in it. Let's crack this Dudler open.
Let's get duddled.
That's a nice pop.
Mm-hmm. Moment of truth. We have no idea what this is going to look like. There we go.
Congratulations if you need to pee.
Congratulations if you didn't, and you do now. You didn't grab the same shape glass.
No, I didn't have two glasses of the same shape that
I'm
going to
guess this one needs more then.
Yeah, because it's bottom narrow.
Bloop. Oops.
God damn. I'm not the bad one this time.
I just blooped a little bit. That's fine.
Yeah, and last time I blooped a little bit, I got yelled at so much.
Well, which one did you bloop?
The fruit punch.
Yeah, it was friggin' red. This is,
amber.
Yeah, a light amber.
Yeah, this is a Miller Lite.
Yep. Ah, yes. Mm-hmm.
The tree lights look pretty good in it.
Aw, cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. Oh, does that it... smells European.
In that it smells vaguely clinical, like.
Yeah, it has. You expect hearing herbal lemonade that you're gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna smell some lemonade with a hint of something else in there.
Yeah.
But rather, you're just like, I'm sensing a hint of maybe lemonade.
Yeah, I'm really not getting much at all.
I'm getting
nose wise. It smells like a liquid.
With some herbs.
Maybe.
It's not super strong, but
no, it's not. I mean, since
but I have trouble smelling flowers, and I'm getting the same kind of sensation off of this where I'm just like, yeah, I'm kind of getting something in there.
I'm pretty good at smelling flowers, and I mean, there's something there, but it ain't much.
I'm excited to give this the mouth.
That's not what I expected.
No.
Kind of. Reminds me of ginger ale.
Kinda. Like a weirdly thick ginger ale.
Yeah, it's weirdly thick.
It kinda reminds me of...
dense. It's like...
It kinda seems like if you tried to make an Arnold Palmer with ginger ale instead of lemonade.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And not very good tea. Mostly ginger ale.
Usually you're not going to get a quality tea in an Arnold Palmer.
Okay, alright, yeah, fine.
It's kind of like the fried rice of drinks. And that's delicious, and probably.
My sister always called them Arnie Palmers, and I'd always be like, Alice, are you like on a nickname basis with this guy, this dead guy now?
He's the same. Right? I don't know.
I think he's dead.
He's very old, at least.
I think he's dead.
That's the same syllables.
Yeah,
not saving you any time.
Okay, all right. If we're gonna talk nicknames, what the fuck?
Yeah, let's dig into it. This is the Candlenights special.
We're gonna talk about nicknames.
Yeah.
Merry fucking Candlenights. Okay, so my name is Abigail. That is Abigail.
Yeah.
Three syllables. I shortened it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, my nickname was Abby when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's just the nickname for Abigail. It was spelled A-B-B-Y.
Sure.
Which is only relevant because I changed the spelling of it in seventh grade to A-B-I because I looked at it and I said, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's literally in the name. Why wouldn't you, if you're shortening it to only say those two syllables anyway, why don't you just spell those two syllables? A-B-I.
Yeah.
So what is it, why are there nicknames for names that are, like, sometimes they're fucking longer.
I knew this at some point, and I don't remember.
Like, and they some all of them have make no
own,
sense.
They all have their own, like, weird etymology.
Some of them don't make any sense. Now, I can see
I, as a Bill, don't understand your complaint at all.
William?
Yeah, I've got not one of the worst ones, but it's in there.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Why is Jack a nickname for Jonathan?
Mm-hmm.
When the obvious is just John.
Yeah.
Where did Jack come from?
I'm going to start calling... I know a lot of Johns.
You do.
I'm going to start calling him Jack.
Please.
But all of them Jack?
Oh.
So it's not any more clear.
Okay, yeah, that's just... That's about how I figure you would tackle that. Yeah. Let's see. I can see where Betty would come from Elizabeth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because Bet is in the name.
Betty, Beth, Liz. You name a kid Elizabeth, they got,
you got
some options. Yeah. Ellie, even?
Yep. But at the same time, where does Peg come from, Margaret?
Marg.
Where's the P come from, Bill?
You want me to answer you where the P comes from,
Andy? Bill? Bill? Billiam? Billis? Mm-hmm. Bilford?
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
I literally, the next thing my brain said was Bexworth.
Bexworth. I'm Bexworth.
Which isn't a thing.
Not...
I don't know where it came from. That's just, my brain was like, Bexworth. And I was like, what? What? My brother's nickname is Alex. His name is Alexander. Fucking obviously.
Yeah.
My mom's is Beth. Her name is Bethany. Yeah. Where does Chuck come from?
Charles.
Yeah, but why? Where does it come from?
At least it shares the CH.
Or my dad's name was Charles. Charles. Two syllables. Charlie. That was his nickname. Charlie. Two syllables.
I don't have a huge problem with the end your name in
an E
sound. Because that's basically... Because we don't have, like, different... languagey things that always denote childhood.
That's fair.
In most cases, but doing that to names.
Yeah, but then you still go by that when you're not a kid anymore.
Yeah, sometimes you just like it.
English is weird.
I could still be a Billy.
Oh.
There are people that call me Billy still.
Oh, you don't seem like a Billy to me.
I was at one point.
Of course you were.
Mm-hmm. I changed that, like, probably fifth or sixth grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just wanted to be very adult. And then my...
Big old grown up.
And then my voice dropped.
Oh.
And then it became a big problem in our household because house phones. I'd just answer the phone and be like, this is Bill. And one of my dad's friends would just start talking to me. And I'm a little shit.
Bill.
I'm a little shit, so I'd just carry that conversation on for a while. Until they'd ask me a question, I'd be like, oh, I'd have to ask my dad. Like, god damn it.
Like, this is...
Now,
Billy!
He isn't even home.
You want me to take a message?
Good times. House phones were fun.
Yeah, that happened with my grandmother's and my in relation to our mom. Or, well, my grandmother. in relation to our mom when we were about going through puberty and stuff was happening. She started talking stuff to me, be like, Nani, oh, this isn't Beth, Nani. I'm like, who is it? It's Abby. Oh, you sounded just like your mother. I know.
Here's a fun note about nicknames.
Yeah.
Neither of my grandmothers had nicknames like that.
They were just Grandma?
Grandma Coles and Grandma Ron. We referred to them by Grandma and then their last name.
Huh.
Yep.
I mean, my Grandma is my dad. We call my dad's mom Grandma and my mom's mom Nani.
It makes sense. It's less work, but it helps that both those family names were single syllable.
That's true. Yeah, I don't think my mom's, my maternal grandmother would have appreciated the age reminder that grandmother.
Whereas, I think my dad's mom, my dad's mom was a great grandmother by the time I showed up.
Beans.
My cousin has a kid that's 1 year older than me.
All right.
So.
She couldn't get away from it.
Nah, she was already well used to it.
Bill?
What's up?
What is this?
Oh, you found Tommy!
Bill?
Speaking of... I was going to use that as the picture for the next episode.
Well, it
so you'll have to wait a week to find out what Tommy's all about. My mom and dad moved recently, and they're just like, "Oh, we have this in the basement, and we're not storing this for you anymore."
It's yours?
It's mine. Yeah,
it's yours.
One of my grandmas, I forget which, bought that for me in like 91.
Madness.
Yeah, and I thought that was a box full of ornaments when I opened it.
It's not that,
and Phoebe and I screamed a lot.
It is not that.
His name's Tommy.
Oh boy, did it say that on the box?
Oh, that's the box on the floor right there.
Oh, that's the box on the floor. Uh-huh. All right, here we go.
It's got like a certificate and everything.
Oh boy, he's a real boy.
Yeah,
he is. Oh, it's the Danbury Mint. Oh God. Oh God, this is, oh boy. By Elke Hutchins. Oh.
So yeah, that's Tommy. Shit. So I opened that up. I was like, well, obviously I'm putting this out always.
God damn.
Because holy shit. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh boy, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to, and all of those in between, you are going to, really appreciate that on next week's episode.
So this drink, this Alm Duddler.
Yes.
That was fine.
It was fine.
It was a little thick. But
it was, yeah.
That's pretty typical from a lemonade.
Really?
I think so.
Hmm.
Like, good lemonades are a little thick.
Hmm. All right.
Because if they're a little thin, then they don't taste like anything.
Okay. I can see that.
And so, usually to get it tasting like anything, you gotta stick a lot of lemon juice in there.
Which
And then you gotta balance that out with a lot of sugar.
Which brings the viscosity in. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
But that wasn't overly sweet either.
No. It was pleasant.
I like the approach of using flavors other than just sugar to balance out the sour.
I will say, I do appreciate that. However, that in the list of ingredients, sugar is number two.
Well, yeah.
So.
It's still going to happen, but it just didn't feel as sweet.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I think I've got an analogy.
Okay.
This is going to sound like a specific memory, but it's not.
Okay.
This feels like being down in the Caribbean and going to, like, don't do that. going down to an island, like a restaurant.
All right.
Somewhere to get some food, sitting out there in the breeze, and then bringing you a fish that you don't recognize. And you're just like, this is decent, but I've never had this, and I don't have anything to compare. compare it to, but it's close enough to a lot of things that I've had.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I don't know if this was good whatever fish. I
can't think because I've never had whatever fish before.
Right. But it, and
or anything really like whatever fish.
Yeah.
And but also totally a lot sure of things like whatever fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just generic whitefish.
Yep.
But it wasn't like, it's not like I had a salmon or something really distinctive.
Yeah.
So, all in all, I thought that was fine.
Yeah.
I'd give that 66.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd have it again.
Yeah.
All right. I'd have it with like a German-ass meal, because I don't know what an Austrian meal would look like.
I mean,
but a German-ass meal.
It's probably fairly similar. They're culturally...
Yeah.
Pretty similar.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a little fancier, Austrians, generally. Okay. I mean, if you look at their buildings and...
This is the part where Brian yells at the radio, but he knows that once you hit a point going east in Europe, I just don't know what any of the countries are.
That's fair. That's fair.
I can get as far as, you know.
I'm going to say that this is, and this is going to seem like a very specific memory, because it is.
Woo!
This is not this quarter's, but last quarter's company meeting, wherein I sat through the whole fucking thing, only to find out that there wasn't going to be drinks at the end.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be gin in that.
Yep.
But there wasn't.
There wasn't.
There's no gin in that.
No gin.
No.
And I'm good. I don't really like gin, but I mean, it felt like it should have been alcohol.
I have two kinds of gin.
And yeah, so that's, I mean, was it an informative meeting? Sure. Was there a weird
vibe?
VR presentation. Yeah, there was.
That's definitely what I got out of the Old Dudler.
It was, I mean, it was fine. It was informative. There just wasn't alcohol, and therefore it left a hole inside me. So I'm gonna give it like a 54.
Okay.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah.
What did you give it?
66.
So
we landed it right
literally
at 50.
Right at no. At 60, because I said 54.
Oh, right, yeah, 60.
So right at 60. Boom! Alm Dudler. Where'd we get it? World Market, right?
Yeah.
Woohoo! There you go.
There we go. And, that's...
Oh, right. Is Kermit. Merry Kermit.
Happy Candle Nights, everybody.
And Merry Kwanba. And...
I don't know what's happening.
Merry Hermiker. It'll be over by the time this... No, it won't. It won't. Will it?
I feel like it will.
I feel like it will. What are we on, like, day 5? Day 6?
Yeah, I think it started just too early in the week for it to last quite to...
Yeah. Anyway, I hope it was friggin' pleasant, and all of the other, the other wintry, like, you do solstice, whatever the hell you do... lump it all in, call it Candle Nights, and you're good. So
have some gin.
Have some gin, and happy Candle Nights, y'all.
See you later, Soda Pals.
Bye!